For the believer in the true Christmas story, all is well. Despite the troubling events in today's world, if we will accept God's message, all is well. That's the real truth about Christmas, and why we need this annual reminder of Christ's birth. Luke's Gospel records these wonderful details of that historic event. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Please stand and join us in singing the familiar Christmas carols. Gospel of Luke's memorable account of Christ's birth continues with, "Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" Also, Matthew's Gospel tells us about wise men from the east who came to Jerusalem seeking a king. They asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Soon, Christmas will be past, and your life will still be the same. What can change? You can. Why not let Christmas come to you this year? Let him come to you, and he will bring his life-changing presence to you.
Thank you. Let us rob our sins.
When God announced the birth of his son to the shepherds around Bethlehem, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Voices now sing, praise.
Found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Like the shepherds, we have glad tidings to tell at this Christmas season. Notice that when Jesus was born, his mother Mary wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. No room for Jesus at his birth. Does that not describe our world today as it did the world of that day? You can be different, though. you can receive Him into your heart and home. Invite Him, because He will not let because He will not go where He is not invited. Say to Him, Lord Jesus, You are welcome here in my life today. God announced to Mary that she would give birth to the Messiah. She was told that He will be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David, and He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of His kingdom there shall be no end. Jesus came to reign. Let's worship Him as our reigning King.
Let Him fill us. The Lord reigns, let the people weep.